do you know what, water. The long wooden piece between the wagon and the horses was called, or the horses and the wagon,
No, I surely don't. Mr. can tell you, but I can't. I never had much to do with horses, but he had all of his life. From the time he was a little boy, he used to go out to his uncle's farm and stay out there as much as he could because he loved it so. And he used to ride in with his uncle, and said they'd get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and load up the wagon. Sometimes it'd be so cold they'd put a lighted lantern underneath the blanket that they had over their knees to keep them warm, keep their legs warm. And they'd drive into Macon, and that was about, I guess it was 18 miles in there, just with horse and wagon.
Mm-hmm. What kind of farm did they have?
I think they raised pretty nearly everything. They had vegetables, and then they had pigs, chickens and eggs and butter, and had cows. He said they'd take butter and eggs in. He had standing orders from a lot of people in town, and they'd get up and get loaded up and take off. But he spent every weekend, even after he got older, had to go to school, and he spent weekends out there. There was a little train that ran within about a mile of the place. And he'd hop on that train in the afternoon and go out and walk from the station to the farm.
Did they ever raise any grain on it?
I expect they did. He talks about wheat and barley, and of course they raise feed for the cattle. And I really don't know all that they raised, but I guess it was a pretty complete farm. And he's talked about butchering hogs, so I know they had plenty of pork.
Do you know where they used to store the grain?
Now I have heard him tell about taking corn over to, or cornmeal, getting meal ground. Mm-hmm. And he said you never got your own back, but you'd take a certain amount in and they'd give you a certain amount already ground. It was probably somebody else's corn. And he's done that. He's ridden with them when they've done that.
Where would they store the corn? I keep it after.
In the barn. They probably had, what do they call them, bins? They're great big bins that they put the corn in and let it dry. They keep it that way for the horses and the cows, too. Well, we had it out on our farm. We had corn planted between the rows of beans. They call them windrows.
Beans.
And we planted the corn all down in the long rows, you know. We'd eat corn when it came in nice and tender and fresh. And as it dried up, we'd harvest some of it and keep it to feed the horse later on.
What would you call it, the outside of the corn? You know, the
husk. It's the corn husk. Wrapper on it. And after we got the freezer, we would bring it in and just put it in the husk. Because the husk was just as tight as you could wrap it. Mm-hmm. You'd freeze it right in the husk. Worked pretty well.